Welcome to this Tim Talk. We're going to call this Nature as Protector and Friend. And I want to start it off with a great saying from a Native American chief named Chief Seattle or Chief Self from Washington. And he made a speech to Congress. He made a speech to Congress after his people had been wiped out. So practice empathy for a minute and just think about what it must have felt like to be the leader of a people, of a Native American tribe, to know your people were wiped out and the ones that were remaining are stuck in nothing better than prison camps, basically reservations, and still be able to speak like this, asking Congress for help, which the Native people did not receive. It's sad beyond sad. The word sad doesn't even begin to explain it. And makes me want to cry right now. But the only way we can right that wrong that I know of, what we did to our Native American ancestors, is one, care for our planet as they did. And also to find ways to give them better experiences in their life, better places to live, more hope by treating them with respect. And I know I'm deviating a little bit from the subject, but I really recently listened to this. There's an island called Barbados, and Barbados was run, it's in the Caribbean, and it was run by, it was owned or taken over basically by the English for 200 years when the English Empire was ravaging the world. And they brought Africans from Africa that they captured as slaves to Barbados to work mostly, I think, for sugarcane and cotton. And these people were worked to death. They were literally, it was considered probably one of the worst of all slave experiences. They literally worked them 18 hours a day, and most people didn't live to be past 18 for 200 years. And then slavery was abolished, and the island grew and so forth. But recently, the prince from England went over there. And he apologized to the people of Barbados for what England had done in its past history. And I remember recently the leader of Australia, I read, apologized to the native people there for the same thing, what had been done to them, the Aboriginal people. Particularly, they were not only wiped out by the Australians, but the children were forcibly taken from their parents and put into Catholic schools and forced to learn that way of living. And can you imagine for a second having your children taken away from you with no option and never seeing them again? So that's something I hope, I have a dream that someday we'll do that in our country, is apologize and start a healing through that. Until then, we do what we can, right? One step at a time. And so back to the beginning of this Tim Talk. So Chief Self, Chief Seattle, said this to Congress. We, speaking of humans, we are part of the earth and it is a part of us. The perfume flowers are our sisters. The deer, the horse, the great eagle, these are our brothers. The rock crest, the juices of the meadows, the body heat of the pony, and man all and woman all belong to the same family. This we know, all things are connected. This we know. Whatever befalls the earth, befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. Man and woman did not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in the web of life. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. The beginning of this, again, we are part of the earth and it is a part of us. We are one and the same. Whew, man, let that one in, huh? So think of the earth as your protector and your friend. She gives us food. She gives us home. She gives us wood and cement and rock and so forth to build our buildings, our roads, our bridges, the things that we need to live. She gives us the thing that's hurting her the most now, oil, which we make gas out of and have created global warming. She gave it to us. We must use it wisely. The earth is not only a friend and a protector on the level of giving us the things we need to live, but that is massively huge. The option is we could not live, but she's given us beauty. She's given us inspiration through flowers and meadows and trees and plants and oceans and birds and songs from birds and onward and clouds and rain and wind and snow and lakes and rivers and endless waters and so forth, right? She's given us all that, but not only as food, but food for our souls. And really, if I bring it around full circle, perhaps one of the most amazing parts of this is, if we allow it to happen, probably there's no more sacred relationship that a human being can have with another human being than a true lifelong friendship. I've thought about this a lot, and true friendship is so beautiful, so sacred, so special. We almost take it for granted. We can have that relationship with the earth if we practice empathy, if we come at that relationship from not a place of power or overbearing or control or manipulation, but from heart and kindness and an openness to receiving the love of the earth. The relationship will be different than it will be with a human, but it'll be equally as wonderful. And if we can take our friendships that we have with humans that are so deep and then go to nature together and let our friendship grow through shared experience in nature, whether it's sitting by a creek for hours and talking and watching and just sharing energy with each other, or whether it's a long walk through a wild piece of land where we help each other go over the brambles and the bushes and the rocks and the creeks and up and down and around the trees. You know, that's as good as it gets. That's what we say reaching the top of the mountain is. It's what we live for. And often these things, we do them, but we take them for granted. So if we can remember them as powerful, if we can remember them as beautiful, if we can take the time to give them the energy of our love and our appreciation and our gratitude, then they'll expand within us, they'll grow within us in many, many ways, and it'll all become even more and more powerful. All of this is very subtle. It's not like outwardly that obvious, but if you just add it to your life and watch your life become amazing. I truly believe in my own study of human beings that are connected to the earth, connected more deeply to each other, who have purpose in life for the planet and themselves, generally live in a way that makes the world around them better. People who have are full of hate and struggle and distrust and anger and fear and so forth tend to take those things and put them back out into the world, or just dump it upon themselves and shut down, and we never get the gift of what that incredible human could be. They never come out the house. They never open the door to something bigger. And we all lose. They lose the most, but we all lose. How many people do you think are out there that never opened up to their greater, I love the term, to their better angels, to their greaterness, the greaterness within them. Is that a word? The greatness within them. How many people never did have done that? And who loses? They do, and we all do. What have we missed? Imagine I've talked to you about Theodore Roosevelt, the national parks. What if he never had the idea? What if he never did it? What if it never happened? We could say that about a zillion things, whether it's small things in your life or big, huge, worldly things. So let nature be your protector. Let nature be your friend. Let her in. Let her in. And build that relationship with our planet. It'll only be good. It'll only make your life more wonderful. Thank you for listening, Poe. You know, I started these talks, and I still believe they're mostly for our alumni and future students, people who are interested in coming to our school to continue with the teachings of the school and or to be introduced to the teachings of the school, which if I had to break it down, it would be to build a deep personal relationship with nature, reclaim our birthright to be close to our earth in a personal way, a call to action, a willingness to take on the idea of becoming an earth caretaker as one of the purposes, if not the main purpose, of our life on earth. That's what these talks are about. I hope they inspire people, and I'd love to hear from you on ideas for talks you might like to hear and questions you might have if I brought any up.